Yes, 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 yes. And we're back. We are back. We are back. Thank you, Maybe Shannon and Ray Nitty, for that lunch break, man. Listen, they always got the hot topics. I need some hot topics, too. I got a couple of hot topics. We got a really, really big show for you. So good afternoon, Milwaukee. What is up? Welcome to another edition of The Grapevine on the Truth Radio 101.7. I'm your host, boom, boom, Manan Sabir. Today is Mindful Movement Monday. Remember, Mondays are always Mindful Movement Mondays. You can't get around Mindful Movement Mondays, man. You got to keep moving. But remember, I always say before we get into the things, remember what I always say. On Mondays, please don't just start your workout, your movement on Mondays. Start that joint when you think about it, not just on Monday. So we do Mindful Movement Mondays because, you know, you come off the weekends and, you know, we do definitely have some people who are out there who are like, man, you know what? I'm going to start on Monday. I got somebody. We're going to talk about a few things with our guest about starting on Mondays because he had a few questions. I didn't want to answer him right on the phone. I actually wanted to answer him on air. So it'll be a quite surprise for us to talk about. But listen. Every Monday, remember, we talk about moving our bodies, moving our minds, moving our families, and moving our community forward. Just 1%. Remember that. 1% of the time at a time. So before we dive into today's conversations, I want to start with something that we don't think enough about. I want to celebrate some people. I want to celebrate Ray Nitty. Almost, he got his anniversary coming up, baby, real soon, right? Am I wrong?
It was on the first.
Okay, boom. 100 years more.
He's going to celebrate, though.
He's going to go celebrate. Okay, yeah. Hey, listen, Ray, he's going to celebrate really, really soon. Actually, we're out. We're all invited. Where are we going? St. Thomas? All right. Hey, y'all, Truth Radio, we're going to St. Thomas. Yo, listen, we're going to celebrate some more people. We're going to celebrate some more people. And I'm really excited about these shout outs because these two individuals have been nothing but consummate lovers of life. And I want to make sure that they are listening. So hang your head up high. Brother Jamal and Sister Danica, I want to send a huge congratulations to y'all. You just got married yesterday, the summer solstice. You chose a very, very beautiful time of the year. That's the longest day of the year. June 21st is usually the longest day of the year. And you chose the right day to get married. I know Danica is one of the more loving individuals I've met in a really long time. Especially just spending time with you guys in Georgia. Fantastic. And I really appreciate y'all. Make sure you call in. I want to hear y'all voice. 833-212-1017. You can say something to the wider community about how important love is between two people. And you got to remember, marriage is one of the greatest commitments two people can make. So it isn't just about the wedding day. Like, that's the easy part because they pretty much got married earlier. But it's about choosing each other every single day after that. And we all have to remember that the more we are able to choose each other, yes, that's them. Thank you. The more we're able to choose each other, the better it is for our internal revolution. And when you have an internal revolution, the evolution starts to evolve wider and wider. So Jamal and Danica, from all of us here at The Grapevine, The Truth Radio 101.7, we pray your home is filled with love, joy, patience, mercy, laughter, good health, great health, and generations of blessings. Congratulations to you both. Hey, look, y'all give them a round of applause. Not just a round of applause, give them a whole bunch of prayers. Send it out to the universe because they say prayers go far and wide. They go past just this plane here, right? They go far and wide. So my next shout out, I like to shout out a good friend of mine. His name is Fadah Hawk. I met Fadah when I was in London. I used to stay in London. I used to do my childhoods in London. My childhoods. I got a couple childhoods. But I used to spend some of my childhood in London, central London. I used to spend about 3 months with my dad and my brother. And one thing I learned about living in London is that depending on the part of London you're in, you will find different types of people. So Fadah, he had a really interesting childhood, but he also is named Fadah. I don't know after who, but this guy looks exactly like a young Fidel Castro. And I was like, man, you look like somebody I know. But this is the first time I met him. He's like, who? I was like, Fidel Castro. And the guy, I mean, he's one of the consummate lovers of life also. So I want to congratulate y'all. Congratulate Fadah and your lovely wife for having and welcoming your third child into this world. Brother, congratulations to you. Congratulations to your family. Congratulations to your first two children. You guys are a beautiful family, and I really, really appreciate the love you put into your family. You guys have traveled the world together and keep on going. So every baby is a reminder that the future is still being written. You guys are definitely writing that future. So may your newest addition be blessed with good health, wisdom, a lot of compassion, and a life full of purpose. We need that. We need that in this world. So much love from Milwaukee to London. We got that picture, Zach. We got that picture of the baby. You put that up already? Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Kids are important. You know, seeing Jamal begin a marriage and seeing my guy Fadah welcome another child got me thinking about something that's really been on my heart lately, and that's my daughter Sahar. Thank you. I appreciate it, Zach. My daughter Sahar, and as many of you know, I'm a dad first. I'm a martial artist. I'm a entrepreneur. Before you could put a title in front of my name, I'm Sahar's dad. And watching her grow has changed the way I look at things. And I've been thinking about how I've changed and how much this little six-year-old has humbled me. For example, this is a quick humbled example. One day I said, hey, Sahar, I need you to go, put something away. So put her shoes up. So she says to me, and knowing that I'm dad and she's daughter, she knows this, right? She says, no, you put it away. And usually on any given day, in any given household, you will, as a dad or as a parent, respond in kind. Like, no, you put it away. But I had to think about this. I've been raised around nothing but guys. I had majority of my siblings are boys. So it's five of us, it's four boys, one girl. And my childhood was nothing but men, a lot of men. I've grew up in a religious community that was primarily a lot of men for me. And then also in a martial arts and also community perspective, it was a lot of men. So the challenge for me is trying to figure out how to create a humble environment from my perspective. So this young girl is raised in a way that that is respectful for the house. But she's been humbling me tremendously. So this morning, I ask her, I say, so this morning I usually put her in her bed, or at night I put her in her bed, she goes to sleep. And I wake up and she's next to me. And I'm saying like, okay, well, I'll just lay here because I'm still tired. And it's about 6:30. 05. And I'm laying there for about 10 minutes, and I wake up. Now, I take care of my morning duties. Everybody know what that is. And then as I'm kind of finishing up, she says, "Dad." I'm like, "All right, what's up?" She said, "Dad, come lay down." Come lay down. I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm up." She says, "Dad, come lay down." So I lay down, and she's on one part. She's in the middle of the bed. In my bed. So I lay down on her side, on the side that she tells me to lay down at. She says, "No, that's not your side. You're on the other side." A 6-year-old telling her dad where to go in times of going back to sleep. This is out of order. Milwaukee, I'm just learning that humility is not just a currency that you can just throw away. You got to own it. When we come back, we are going to get into what kind of city are we building for our children here in Milwaukee. Zach, take me away. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, what I've been thinking about is really been thinking about it since we're hitting the summertime. I think we had a lot of kids who have been out of school, I think possibly for going on 2 weeks now. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Is summertime is a time when we're to have a lot of fun. We're going to have so much fun, and especially with our children, that they shouldn't be under much stress. And a lot of our fun, especially in Wisconsin, is based around food, festivals, family, all of that. But I've been noticing that even looking at the people in and around Wisconsin at some of the festivals and the likes, that I'm noticing a small uptick in the kids and how overweight they've become. And I'm really concerned at our children and how we are treating them in relationship to their health. Now, I'm just stating the facts that what kind of city are we building for our children? Are we making sure that they have healthy food? Are we creating areas in which the neighborhoods have access to healthy foods? Because even as I stated last week, and we all know that the issue of having healthy food is not just in relationship to having a building and having food in there. You can have that all day, but one of the major issues is changing the mentality of the individuals that, and especially the parents, changing the mentality or educating the parents of changing their mentality behind healthy eating. Like that's huge. That is huge. I think that we have children who are, I think, normally in the suburban areas, and this is according to some statistics in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee County. I think Milwaukee County's obesity rates for children under a specific age, child age, has dropped to about 6% in kind of the outer lying areas. But the obesity rate for the children in the inner area, the inner city, I don't even want to say the inner city, but I'll say it anyway, the inner city is at 38%. So what do we have to do? Milwaukee, I'm asking y'all straight up, what do we have to do in order to keep our kids healthy? Like, we could talk about violence. We could talk about politics. We could talk about LeBron James dunking on whoever. We could talk about the Truth Radio. Whatever you want to talk about, we could do that. But if we're to pass on health, if we can't pass on health to our children from one generation to the next, then we are quite possibly in trouble. Are we creating a safe space for our kids to be exceptional? And is this something that we actually care about? Like, I definitely care about this. I've seen children this weekend. I seen a child, and I was at the park with my daughter, and there was an asthma medication, you know, pump, and it was the long one. It was the inhaler, sitting on the bench. So my daughter went to go try to check out and see what it was, and so she was about to grab it. I was like, no, don't grab that. It belonged to another kid. So the kid, who was of substantial size, grabs it. Now, he grabs it and he takes a pump of it, and then he bounces. But one thing I do know, and he leaves. But one thing I do know about asthma is asthma can be reversed. It is not a condition that it can be reversed. There have been people who have definitely reversed their asthmatic conditions. Asthma can be reversed. If you are asthmatic, please tune in. One, as a person of physical health and also some level of professionalism, I learned that giving kids three green apples, or yourself, three green apples, if you're suffering from asthma in the morning, just three of them, you'll be able to stave off some of the symptoms of asthmatic conditions. It's something that is very, very simple. Or not allowing your child, because children aren't going to let themselves starve. Not allowing your child, especially if you're a responsible parent, to not allow your child to not eat at night. Like, you can pause your child's eating at night so they won't wake up and have this coagulated blood. Jasmine West, let's go to the – I'm going to go to some of the chat. Cole Stevens, 7688, said, let's talk about it. Jasmine West, 3935. Said I was a school bus driver for 16 years. Kids go to school with huge bags of chips. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to break this down. Yes, Flamin' Hots. Y'all name them. Flamin' Hots, Takis, Cheetos, Funyuns, Onions, Doritos. It is through the roof. And majority, if you can't pick your food, if you don't know what's in your food, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to understand how it breaks down in your body. It's going to be hard to break down in your body. It's going to be really, really hard to break down. Candies, different types of candies, red dye, yellow dye, blue dye, green dye. Like, all we don't even have to talk about the different numbers of the potency of the dyes. They have the numbers are the different potencies. Cakes and cookies. So, and this is, and you're right, Jasmine West, early in the morning too. So, yes, early in the morning, we have children who are allowed to partake in breakfast that would be considered in my day, like I ain't that old, but I'm older. In my day, we're allowing children to partake in breakfast that we would consider snacks. We would consider those items that they get from the corner store snacks. What are we doing, Milwaukee? How are we allowing our? If you can't wake up, if you can't wake up, you're on the other side. And there are more and more kids that are living in this type of environment where they have to go to the doctor. I know a 12-year-old who has to go to the doctor for having childhood obesity and diabetes. It's out of control. Not only is the number of 30-something% of the population, kids population, not only is it ticking up, it's rising. It ain't just like a little bit. It's going up higher and higher and higher. Let alone we have rising tariffs. We had rising tariff costs. Inflation is going up. So now the food that takes less to make is the one that's populated in the marketing annals. So we're having to deal with rising food costs. So when you go to the grocery store and you usually pay $17 for whatever, however many items, guess what? Now you're going to the grocery store and you're paying $37, $40 for those particular items. That's rising food costs. When you go to the grocery store and you see that sticker shock, guess what you're going to think? Man, if I have to go to this grocery store, past all these food desert complexes that these people shut down, I've had to go to a grocery store and do all that, man, I might as well go to the corner store and grab some chips and take some ground beef, open that bag up, put some chips, ground beef, and cheese on them, and then that we can call that dinner. And most kids will do that. They'll go to the grocery stores and boom, guess what will happen? That'll be their dinner. Milwaukee, let me hear from you. Jasmine West, 9:35, said she said, folks need to cook more, slow down on the junk. That's right. You got to slow down on the junk. It ain't even just slow down. Right now, junk is ruling the airwaves. Kids know the songs to the junk food places better than they know songs to better than they know gospel songs when they go to church, or better than they know, you know, Islamic songs or Jewish songs, wherever they go, right? They know those songs better than they do songs that actually matter. Milwaukee, let me hear from you. We're going to build on this. We're going to keep building. This is the Truth Radio. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. Go get something to eat or drink. Make sure it's not a snack. Come right back. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and this is The Grapevine. Yes, this is real. This childhood obesity thing is real. If you're not taking care of business, somebody else is going to take care of the business for you. What I mean by that, if you're not taking care of your children, then somebody's going to take care of that business for you properly, and that might be the government or the school or somebody at the school. So you got to look after your children. One thing that I'm concerned about is how this can be labeled in a way if you are not doing right by your children. It can be labeled in a way child neglect, you know, in a way child abuse. Don't get it twisted. There are some great parents out there. We know you're doing your job. We know it's hard. We know that when you are looking at a mound of bills, when you're looking at the lack of health care, when you're looking at surviving versus thriving, then it's hard to be in that spot where you're like, hey, all I have is this amount of money and I don't have time to go to the grocery store because it's 20 minutes away. We have to go and make this happen. We got that. But one thing we all have to realize, especially in America, and this is very interesting, is because we live in a place, as wild as it has been for a really long time, well, too long, we still have certain freedoms that other folks do not enjoy. And if you've been around the world, there are certain freedoms that we can take advantage of. One especially is a lot of programs allow you to purchase food through the government. And you can also buy seeds. You can purchase those seeds and start your own garden, indoor and or outdoor. All it takes is one step. And that's what this program is about. It's about that 1%. Just take that 1%. Or telling your child, hey, look, you're not going to starve. We're going to stop you eating at 8 p.m. So I'm locking the kitchen down. I know one of my guys, he called me and he told me about his son. Now, I don't know if his son is awake or not, but he told me, and this is about locking the kitchen down. He said that he had to talk to his son about not cooking late at night because it disturbs his sleep. So he had to lock the refrigerator. And look, if you got to do it, you got to do it. Some people don't want to be a prisoner in their own home and all that good stuff. That's all fine and dandy. But children ain't going to let themselves starve. When they wake up, when that child wakes up, what's going to happen is their body is going to reset. Their whole entire system is going to reset. From 8 p.m. to whatever time they wake up, their body is going to reset. Now, will they be upset? Yeah, they're probably going to be upset for a good week. And you got to do it with them. You can't just be out there kicking it like, man, that's on him. And then go grab you some Mike and Ike's and a Welch's grape. That's not going to happen. That can't happen. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. Let's see. Jasmine West said, drinking soda, slow down on the junk and drinking sodas and juices. I had to earn snacks as a kid. That's right, Jasmine. You had to earn them snacks. Tell me what snacks you had to earn. Jasmine Baybar said, Jasmine, you still got to earn those snacks. That's funny. Baybar is on fire, usually on fire. Jasmine West, 935. Baybar, yeah, it's work. That's right. Sir Chance says, outstanding. And I mean outstanding subject matter you're currently exploring. It's one that's brutally vital for both parents and children and teens to adhere to by whatever means necessary. And that means, like, that's for real. By whatever means necessary. We're in trouble. We're under a regime in America that's not going to let up. This is not going to let up. I remember hearing about a meeting that a president whose last name starts with an O had with some individuals, some large companies, food companies and what the outcome of that particular meeting was. And I wish I could pull up this article. I'm going to find the article. I'm going to pull it up sometime later on. But he had a meeting with some food companies, and he said that out of this particular meeting that they can have or put more ingredients, more harmful ingredients. Now, it wasn't just outright said harmful ingredients, but harmful ingredients into these food groups, into these snack groups. So I remember seeing, and this is maybe like 2014, something like that. I don't remember. Around that time, 13, 12, 13, 14, around that time. But I remember after that, I started to notice the amount of children that I would see with adult ailments or adult-like ailments. Heart disease, cancer, colorectal cancer, all kinds of cancers. It almost seemed like it exploded. And so you think about it. Nearly 1 in 5 children live with obesity. In the U.S., black children are disproportionately affected because it's not just the ingredients, but it's also generational knowledge where our parents are saying to the child, hey, you know, my mama fed me this, my grandmother fed me this, my great grandmother had it, nah, you can have it. And it's like, you know, a dish full of salt. It's wild. Some Wisconsin neighborhoods have, and this is real. I've just pulled up the number. Some Wisconsin neighborhoods have childhood obesity rates approaching, this is the exact number, of 38%. 38%. While others, most people, are way, way, way below that. And we have all the access. In our neighborhoods, we have a lot of access. We got neighborhood schools. Majority of time, if you're in the suburbs or you ever lived in the suburbs, you gotta go across a main street, back street, back road, down the way in order to get to the school to play on the playground or play some ball. But in our neighborhoods, you go right down the block. At the very least, most, and not just our neighborhoods, let me not even stereotype us, but urban neighborhoods, whatever genre of culture you are in, you have access to neighborhood schools that have playgrounds, that have open gyms, that have individuals that are always on the playgrounds. Just in case you play a sport that needs an extra teammate, guess what? Boom. You can go do that. You can play pickle. Like, they now have pickleball. They got futsal. They got tennis courts. They got the tennis courts with the flat back so you can go hit the ball back and forth. You can play handball. Get your kids outside. Not just get them outside, but educate yourself on the realities of you have to save your child, because sometimes a child may not save themselves. And it's the truth. Like, a child's just going to eat whatever's in front of them. And if you do the same thing, guess what? That's what's going to happen. The child is going to follow you. If you go to McDonald's, guess what the child is going to do? Go to McDonald's. That's plain and simple. Baybar 2028 says, Klondike bars has something in it, yes, that make you go for another right away. Yes, should go get another box. Baybar said those. That Jasmine West said those are so good. Yeah, in food science, I have a friend who has a doctorate in food science, and one thing he did tell me, it was like everything is made for people to become more and more addicted. More and more addicted. I remember talking to my aunt. She's 102 years old right now. She's beautiful too. I ain't gonna lie. I got a beautiful family. But my aunt is absolutely stunning. She when you look at her, she looks like she's like upper 70s and is still doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and all that good stuff. And she's like 6 foot. She's a fantastic woman. One thing she did tell me a couple months ago, she was like, "And we should be out in the garden or in the field, you know, picking that whatever she would pick, and it'll be a part of her diet." But just imagine if we had that same thing too. Shout out to Andre Lee Ellis. Shout out to Will Allen. We're going to come right back. We're going to continue to talk about the state of Milwaukee, childhood obesity. Y'all tune in. Zach, take me away. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. And we are sponsored by American Family Insurance, a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're a part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. So get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Y'all, we are back. We are back, and I'm your host, Manana Sabir. Manan Sabir. Listen, we have been talking about childhood obesity, and the chat is going in. We're talking about this. I'm fed up. Hope you are fed up. There's many kids that not only are dealing with childhood obesity, but there are some people that are linking childhood obesity to childhood diabetes. And for those of you who, and that's type 2 diabetes, I'm not talking about type 1, which is a condition that of diabetes that you are born with, pretty much. And I'm talking about type 2 diabetes, in which you can acquire. This is a part of our, this is something that we have to tackle as a community. We have to tackle this as a community. We need adults. We need adults that are, we need adults that are speaking out. We need adults that are speaking out. We need people to go down to your grocery stores, the corner stores. I'm sorry, because the grocery stores are phasing out. We need people to go to the grocery corner stores and start demanding. You have to start demanding that our grocery stores either do something about the amount of sugary items that they sell, and or do something in the community that helps counteract what they sell. You can't just allow yourself, you can't walk past that grocery store, go patronize it, and then walk back out. You got to say something. You have to say something. You cannot allow that to go on. Our children go in there, some majority of the time, if they're going in there by themselves, a lot of times they are latchkey kids and or children that have some type of autonomy to move around the neighborhood. And while they're moving around the neighborhood, they need to see you as the adult fight for what's right. So talking to our neighborhood corner store owners isn't going to hurt them. It will only help them. It will only help them. I'm gonna go to the chat real quick. Baybar said, this is good. Baybar said, I'm getting a big pack at Jasmine West. Jasmine West says, I had to earn pizza, chips, McDonald's, but I got good grades or chores in order to get something fun to eat. Other than that, a well-balanced meal every day. Yes. Let me abolish a myth. The myth is breakfast. The myth is breakfast, y'all. Y'all don't need breakfast every day. Majority of times when you wake up, your body is in a state of fasting, and you want to get your body, and this, I'm just going to break it down really, really simply. You want your body to be able to feast on the food that it hasn't broken down from the previous day, the night. You want to be able to have your body feast on that. That is important. If you pass this information and just continue to wash and rewash it to your children, they'll get it. I have a daughter. My daughter, I do try to, from rote and memory, I do try to get her to eat breakfast. Every day I try to get her to eat breakfast. Today she said she wanted to have a snack. So I pointed her to a cucumber and then an apple. Like, it was just, this stuff is just laid out. And it's like a ticking box. It's like I'm allowing her to tick off the things that she wants. And if it gets to a point to where she's like, Dad, I just want some candy, then I recognize, and she recognizes, that this is a choice. She's made a choice on her own to have this particular food group. But it wasn't because I wanted her to have this. Like, we'll go through 12 items in the house. But it wasn't because I allowed her to have it right away. If she says you want candy, you got to earn it. You got to eat, you know, the apple. You got to eat that rhubarb. You have to eat that piece of whatever, you know, boiled egg, whatever it is, that's healthy for her, for your children. Make sure they go through that particular list, or they don't get nothing. They don't get anything. Just stop. Just say, all right, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to make this happen. Plain and simple. In Wisconsin, the rate of obesity in Wisconsin, the rate of obesity of children that are obese is at 51.4%. That's children before the high school age and years. 51.4%. Now, Baybar, you may see a lot of young teens, and that's cool. I actually like that, and I like that statement. But in relationship to that, there's also the antithesis that there are children who are in these schools that are overweight and obese at 51.4%. And where are they? What's going on? I need some teachers to talk about this. I remember going into some of the educational blocks, the schools, and visiting the break rooms. And man, the teacher break rooms going down. Like, I can understand, and there's no pun against some teachers. There's a lot of teachers that are very, very healthy, and there's a lot of teachers doing their best. But I can understand why it's not a big push for our children to have less sugary snacks and the likes is because we think that giving them this hypeness, this snack will allow us to have favor with them and then vice versa. And that's not the case. That is not the case, because a child is always going to maintain that attitude. They're just looking for that dopamine rush. Don't give them the dopamine rush, y'all. Milwaukee, don't give them the dopamine rush. I'm going to go to the chat real quick because we don't got a lot of time. And I got a very special guest coming on, Sabir Shapiro. Sabir Shapiro, Grammy award-winning Sabir Shapiro, coming on real soon on the next hour. But I'm going to go to this chat real quick. Jasmine West says, Baybar says, but I see a lot of young teens that are skinny. Anita Nicole 06 says, I only give my granddaughter fruit for a snack, and she has no complaints because I set that tone. Boom. She's like, I set that tone. Now she can get junk snacks from others because they haven't set the tone. I feel you. I detox my daughter, but she go through a detox. Trauma in the parents are overeating in their kids. Baybar says trauma in the parents are overeating in their kids to feel their pain. That's true. Baybar said Anita is stingy with the snacks, though. Man, look, be stingy with the snacks. Tell your kids they got to go earn them collard greens and kales. All right, y'all. When we come back, we got Sabir Shapiro. Sabir Shapiro, Grammy award-winning, Milwaukee raised, Sabir Shapiro is in the building. Come right back.